It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Ian Smith.
Amy Gledhill. I'm from a lovely little place called Hull.
And I'm from the thinking man's Pontefract, Goole.
And we've been living in London, much to our family's shame, for too long.
So, we're going to be trawling the newspapers to find out all the stories we've missed from the North.
This is Northern News!
Hello, everybody, it's the Big 4-0! Northern News! Me and Amy are 40 years old.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
No, we're 40 episodes, Amy.
Right.
Just in case you were thinking, I'm not 40, am I?
Well, do you know what? What I've brought into you.
Brought into me?
I've brought it right into you. Yeah. Is, you know, for what have I been doing this week? Mm. One of the things is I've literally been sent my age, net worth, and birthday.
Oh,
by somebody, because
yes.
I did a post, right, where I had three types of cake for breakfast.
And this was your birthday, wasn't it?
It was my actual birthday,
at the time of recording,
At the time of recording, it had recently been my birthday, and I'd had three types of cake for breakfast, and I'd put up on Instagram as a light-hearted little ditty, I'd put up a picture, and I'd said it's just a woman in her mid-20s having three different types of cake for breakfast. Mm. I thought people would read that and go, ha ha, funny joke, nice joke.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of furious messages from people from school saying, you're not in your mid-20s.
Yeah.
You're the same age as me. We went to school together.
Because they don't want to feel, people get so conscious of age.
Yeah.
They're like, they'd be furious if you'd found a way to not age as quickly.
Do you know what though? If I went to school with someone and it turned out that they were like 24 now, I would be livid.
Because then there would have been some horrible genius kid.
Yeah.
And hang on. So they're like 10 years younger or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, so they were 10 years younger at school. I was 8 years old in then.
We're in primary school together.
Yeah. Who else was in the class? Their mum and dad getting off of each other. Oh, God.
But anyway, so somebody had messaged me on Instagram, somebody I don't know, but she seems very nice, and she said, I wasn't sure if you were joking or not, so I Googled it to find out your age, and she sent me what she'd found, and if you type in Amy Gledhill age into Google, I think it's like the second thing that comes up. The website is Age Net Worth. So, first of all, news to me, huge news to me, and honestly, it made my... It made my day, it made my month. It's really chilled me out. My net worth is $1 million.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, it's incredible.
I didn't know that. And it was like, I was worried about, like, how am I going to pay? You know, everything's going up. I was getting a bit nervous. No, no, I don't need to worry. I have a net worth of $1 million.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the other information's in your favour, though.
No, none of the other information is in my favour. Well, how old is Amy Gledhill?
Well, you're 42.
I'm 42!
And you look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And may I say, your American accent has gone.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, my birthplace is the United States.
Yeah.
I'm 42, American.
At the bottom of the article, you can give it a rating out of 5.
Oh, you've just given it five stars. Five.
Be the first to comment. Maybe can comment going, this is all legit. I wonder if I'm on this one.
I wonder
then.
If I can put, I am Amy Gledhill.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ian Smith, nothing found. I just could put Ian Smith, comedian, net worth in. Oh, here we go. Celebrity age wiki. Oh, Jesus Christ. Ian Smith, comedian, and the image they've used is the former white supremacist dictator of Rhodesia, Ian Smith.
Oh!
And we can say that.
Oh, no!
Wow! So everyone's got... In that picture, he's dead now. He looks old. And it says here that I'm a 35-year-old Virgo. As a pensioner, as a racist pensioner. 35 years old, what's happened in his life?
That's racism for you.
Yeah.
Makes you ugly and old.
But this is good stuff. Ian was born in Gould. I got my birthday right. Net worth, here we go. 1 to 5 million.
Yeah.
I get paid more for this.
The gender pay gap is real.
Yeah. Who are we to break the gender pay gap? Well, yeah.
So they've got everything right except the picture, which is so horrifically wrong. Yeah. Terrifyingly wrong.
Yeah.
Ian.
Well, listen, I've had such a good time looking at my net worth. Let's focus on that because I haven't really done anything. I was trying to think, what have I done this week to tell people about?
You've been a racist and died.
Yeah.
That's big, pretty
big
news.
Week for me.
That's huge news.
I was the former white supremacist dictator of Rhodesia. I died and I was reborn. A liberal Yorkshire boy. But I was on a National Express bus, did that.
Clang. Is that on the website?
No, I'll update it now.
Add a comment. Tell him you're travelling.
Yeah. I booked my National Express bus because I was gigging in Manchester.
What, you got the bus back after the gig?
Because hotels on a Saturday
expensive
are insane prices.
You're talking 200 quid.
Yeah.
And there's no trains back.
Yeah.
You cannot get a train from Manchester to London after 8:15 p.m.
I'll tell you what I think there should be more of. And if I was running to be Prime Minister, it would be the only thing I'd really say. And they'd say stuff like, how are you going to deal with poverty? I'd be like, shush. More sleeper trains! Night trains! Get your pyjamas! It's night train time.
I'd love that so much. Yeah.
I love a sleeper train.
I've never been on a sleeper train.
You haven't?
But I've always wanted to.
I'm getting one next week.
How? Where?
I'm doing some gigs up in Scotland and I'm going to go and see my auntie. And I thought to myself, what? Am I going to see my auntie and then at 4 o'clock say, right, I've got to go and get a 7-hour train?
No.
Or am I going to say, let's have a big one. Let's get on it. And
what's your auntie's name?
Mamie.
Auntie Mamie. Let's get on it.
Let's
auntie
have
Mamie.
A big one.
Yeah.
And at 9:30, I'll get on a sleeper train, pissed out my mind, traffic cone on the seat next to me.
Sick down your front.
Singing for the whole 8-hour journey back, waking everyone up.
And you only had a shandy.
Yeah.
Auntie Mamie don't drink.
One shandy. She
one
don't
shandy.
Drink. I'm stone cold sober.
But still but sick down your traffic cone. Sick. And you just pissed going, yourself. Yeah.
Give me an S. Give me an L. Give me an E. Give me an E. And everyone's going, if you're spun out, fucking sleeper train. We're trying to sleep. You're just chanting.
Just a man going, give me an E. You don't need any more, mate. You are wankatroned.
Wankatroned. I'd probably be in that sitcom.
Take
get your coat off to feel benefit.
Well, Amy, well, well.
Do you have a news story from the north of England? And I hope you do, because that's the podcast.
Is that a problem?
It is.
I do. Ian, I do.
Good.
And it's a mixture of one thing that I really like and one thing that scares me.
Oh.
The thing that I really like is baked goods.
Okay.
In particular, festive baked goods.
Oh.
Okay. These incredible noises. The thing that I'm scared of is technology. How are the two meeting? How are the twains entwining?
Robot Christmas pudding.
You're not far wrong.
Oh, really?
No, you are quite far wrong. It's Greggs, right?
Oh, here we go.
The way they released the date for their festive baked goods is so high tech that it almost freaked me out. So obviously we all know, everyone in the world surely counts down the days for the Greggs festive bake. I know I do. I've got my advent calendar for Christmas, but I've got my pre-advent calendar just counting down to the Greggs festive bake.
I don't know if I've had one, to be honest.
Oh, Ian.
But what's your problem with them?
No, my problem with it is nothing. I love the baked goods. I'm happy with the baked goods. What freaks me out is they've given the launch date for it.
Yeah.
And you think, well, how have they done that? Could it be an advert on the telly? Could it be a radio advert? A social media campaign?
Sure.
Maybe a poster on the side of a bus? No, Ian, they've done none of them things. They've gone too scary for me. And they've launched it via this big drone light display.
Oh.
Like a Batman sign in the sky.
Oh, really?
For pastry goods. But it looks amazing. Look at this. Can you see there? Bag some joy and then it gives the date.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand how you get a load of drones and you say to them, right, you've got a spell for like festive bake and a date. And they're all just like, yeah, all right.
So do you think each one of them dots is an individual drone?
I think so, yeah.
So it's like synchronised droning.
I'm pretty sure that's how they do it.
That's even weirder.
Otherwise, it's one massive fuck-off drone, like a UFO. Yeah, I think it's all little drones buzzing about.
God.
Yeah,
well, I didn't know this was
terrifying.
A thing. If I'm completely honest, I've not kept up with the day-to-day drone advances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I saw this, if I'm honest, I freaked out. So it says, bag some joy in drones, and it's got, it almost looks like a...
That's what a mad sentence, isn't it? It said bags of joy in drones. Oh, you're right. Have you got a pen? Oh, no, I don't need a pen. I'm just going to sign this in drones.
Imagine that meeting.
Yeah.
I think for this one, we should just launch it sort of in the sky in drones above Newcastle.
Yeah.
Do you want to do like a TV ad campaign? No.
No, we don't need anything else.
Just
people can see it out the windows.
Yeah.
And the people of Newcastle will spread it around the country.
That's how it works, dickhead.
Should be someone in Cornwall going, when's the Greggs festive thing going on? But they're not going to find out.
Even the people in the shops won't know.
Like 2 months' time.
Yeah.
No, I do fancy one now. I've looked up what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to a Greggs in ages, actually.
It'll be good.
Actually, scrap that. I go to Greggs every single day and they'd be an ideal sponsor.
Oh, great.
It's just the pitch. For the Greggs Christmas advert. Oh.
That was me going through different stages of like excitement of like, oh yeah, they would be. Oh my God, that's genuinely such a great idea. Oh my God, we'd get free baked goods.
And you put no words in and you just went.
Well, they don't need words. They've got drones, Ian. This is the thing.
Yeah.
This is the thing. But I'm so impressed by that. And I can't wait for Greggs, who I love, to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Then you can save a bit of money on drones because we can also advertise. We can tell you exactly when the festive bits are
coming
out. You can
launch me. I'd skydive and as I'm coming down, just shout about it.
Just over Newcastle, though,
out
please.
Of a plane and just going like, all the air in my face go like, and I just go, hey, first in menu! Oh, the shoe's not working!
Tanaki and crumble. So if you are listening, Greggs, all of that could be yours.
Terry's chocolate orange.
Ian, what story have you found in the North?
Well, this is from back in the day.
When?
2015.
What?
If you can remember that. But the headline sums up what is happening perfectly. We almost don't need to go into any more detail.
Can I just say, though, that should be the minimum requirement of a headline?
Well, for a headline, yeah. No, this sums it up.
Okay.
Man who slaps people around the head for sneezing being hunted by the police. There's a man in Carlisle who, if someone sneezes, he gives him a fucking whack around the head.
What?
This is pre-pandemic as well.
Oh, my God, someone of course.
Sneezes, you hear someone going, bless you, and while that's happening, someone whacking you around the old head.
Getting ready to tango him.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the man who was in the tango ad.
Oh, it could be, yeah, and he's out of work. He's like, well, all I'm good at is slapping people around the head.
Yeah, but not enough people are drinking tango, so he's had to diversify.
Yeah. See someone with a Fanta and he's like, so close.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. A slap on the head. If you've sneezed, you're already a bit discombobulated.
Yeah, you've already got whiplash.
Oh, where am I? Dunk. It's a bit cartoonish, isn't
the,
it?
The recreation that they do for people. Achoo. Oh, we got bung.
Get me on
like a cartoon.
Crime Stoppers.
If they added comedy sound effects into Crime Watch, whatever. Everybody get down on the floor.
Oh, my God, we need to do that.
Just hand it in to put to a really serious crime. Someone's been shot.
Yeah.
And we're like, pew, pew.
You, put your hands in the air.
Yeah, I'd watch more crime watch if it was like that.
Watch more of it. How much are you watching currently?
I'm watching one a month. Just to keep abreast. See if they've got me. This man is described as middle-aged. That's all they've got of him. So, oh, it does get a little bit worse. First assaulted a woman on Monday, smacking around the back of the head after she sneezed in what police have described as very strange behaviour.
It's very
That's
strange.
Very strange. On Tuesday, detectives believe, that the same man launched an unprovoked attack on a frail 82-year-old woman in Scotch Street.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Wearing a tweed jacket. Tweed. Wouldn't expect that for a man slapping people around the head.
No, I kind of would. Reminds me of like a sort of porty man, like a grouse man.
A grouse man.
You know, like you've got a waist man.
Yeah.
He's a grouse man.
This fucking grouse
this
man
fucking
coming around.
Grouse man.
Slapping people around the head because they're sneezing.
When I had my first boyfriend in primary school, he'd always try and give me a kiss, even just on the cheek, and I'd smack him on the head.
Oh.
Isn't that awful?
I just, so the two incidents now, and Sergeant Jill Cherry.
Incredible name.
How are you getting taken seriously, Jill Cherry?
Oh, my God. Sergeant Cherry?
Yeah, my name's Cherry. It'd probably be like arrest him, put a foot on their back and be like, and a cherry on top.
Oh!
That's a catchphrase. Lovely stuff, this.
That's fantastic. Or it sounds like a sort of children's book character.
Yeah.
Like, the ball went missing, so we went to the police station and spoke to Sergeant Cherry. And she said, don't worry, little boys and girls, we'll find the cherry. No, not the cherry, the ball.
We're not looking for a fucking cherry. Cherry?
Sergeant Cherry was a narcissist, yeah. Is all she could think of.
All you say to her, she just says cherries. Right, my daughter's gone missing. I haven't seen her in 2 days. I'll find the cherries for you. Let's get down to Tesco. We're going to put it over them. What are you on about? How'd you get promoted to sergeant? Just look around, it's a police station just full of cherries.
Dark children's book, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Just get to the serious nature of this. It's very unusual behaviour and will have left his victims feeling very confused and upset.
Oh.
Gemma Prozza, I mean, enough. What a surname.
fair enough.
Who witnessed the attack said, we heard it as it happened in the town centre and at first we just thought it was a bit weird. When you think about it, it is really awful because anyone can sneeze at any time and it's not your fault.
That's true. Gemma Prozza's got an absolute blinding point there.
Yeah, yeah. At first she's like, oh, that's weird. And then she's thinking, what if I sneeze? What if someone puts a bit of ground black pepper under my nostrils? I can't help myself. I'm going to get slapped.
What about in hay fever season?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, he's having a field day.
Oh.
Sore arms. Nicola Dawson, 48, a dental receptionist from near Kendal. A load of information for this. Said she would not be frightened to retaliate. I've come here shopping on my day off and actually have a cold. If anyone smacked me for sneezing, I'd smack them back. What if I'm dental receptionist? I got a fucking cold. I'm going to be sneezing. Good luck slapping me. Take your fucking molars out.
Tissue in one hand, boxing glove on the other. She's ready for a day out shopping.
Achoo! Try it!
Oh, amazing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's for tea, Mum?
And now it's time for our special guest, Louise Young, who comes from Newcastle, which, according to Wikipedia, has 74 primary schools, a number of which are critically acclaimed. Louise, thanks for joining us. What school did you go to? And I'll see if it's critically acclaimed.
Oh, it's closed down.
All right. Okay. Yeah, maybe not.
The one I went to closed down, and then I went to take my girlfriend to have a look at the shell of it, but then it had just been bulldozed down since.
Oh, God. What happened? Do you know why?
It was really shit. It was so bad. It was such a bad school. Not that I'm some kind of Ofsted inspector, but at 15, I thought, this is shit. This, I'm not coming back in. So we used to get people coming around the house saying, she needs to go to school, or you're going to get taken to court, to me mum and that.
Oh, wow.
But I just knew it was rubbish, so I thought, I'm not going to this.
You had standards, Louise.
Yeah, I do.
Well done.
Yeah, that's what truants are.
Yeah, everyone skipping schools is like, oh, well, not for a geography lesson like that.
No.
Was it quite a rough school?
It was horrible. Like, I can remember when we were in the 90s, it was like a big thing that teenagers would just be absolutely crazy with fireworks. And I remember someone letting off fireworks in the school corridor. That's not right. That's why I didn't go back in.
Was it a teacher?
Yeah, probably. They were horrible as well. Do you know when you do comedy and you think like, oh, I'm going to get a platform. What do I want to do with with this platform? And it's still so much of it is vendettas against bastard teachers.
So whereabouts in Newcastle are you from?
Technically Jarrow is where I've lived most. Yeah, so it's more South Tyneside.
Can I ask as well? So I say Newcastle and I put the emphasis on new, but I think I'm wrong because I think native people say Newcastle.
I put the emphasis on new, to be honest, but I think the right way, well, the proper Geordie way is Newcastle.
Yeah.
Like that. You just sort of say the n. But my accent's gone all weird from doing comedy because I've had to soften it and change it and adapt it so everyone can understand. And now I can hear myself saying Scouse things, which is just diabolical to mix Geordie and Scouse. It's so jarring on the ear, but that's what's happening to my accent now.
Oh, wow. So you've moved to Liverpool. How long have you been there?
Well, I moved properly at the beginning of this year, but I've been there for nearly 2 years now, pretty much, because it was like, you have a long-distance relationship, but even when you have a short-distance relationship, you always end up in one person's house more.
Yeah.
And I think that's just happened in the long-distance relationship as well. So I was, like, popping backwards and forwards to Newcastle at Liverpool. Like, I was just, like, popping to the shop. And I'm going to pop to my lasses now. And it's like, oh, it's a three-hour drive.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd look at Liverpool and Newcastle as being quite similar vibes. Like, they've got like a strong identity, quite a big drinking culture. How do you find them? What are the key differences?
I think you're right. I think there is loads of similarities. It doesn't feel too different from Newcastle. But I think like Scousers have a lot of kind of like sincerity and self-respect, whereas Newcastle, I think we just end up getting a bit too silly and a bit too drunk.
Bit too silly.
Anytime I've been to like Newcastle on a weekend, I almost find it scary.
it's horrible. I think that's the thing, like, oh, you just, it is, it's intense. Especially if you, don't get us wrong, there is nice places on a weekend in Newcastle, like, there is lovely places you can go to. But if you walk up and down the big market, it's just like Faliraki in 2006. It's mental. There's just sick everywhere. And then you just can't walk through there without, like, oh, that girl needs help. I'm going to have to get her up. And, like, you know you're going to have to do something to help someone when you walk through there. Like, it's just, it's not right.
Carry and I don't like
helping people.
Yeah.
So you have to spend a lot of your night out going, no, I'm not helping.
Not me. I just say, listen, love, you've got yourself into this mess. You need to face the camera. I do help people. But, yeah, it's just, it's scary.
Did you go to uni? Did you go to uni in Newcastle?
I went to college in Newcastle College, and then I went to London for uni.
Did you? And how did you find that? Sell out.
I love London. I'm one of those rare northerners that loves London. I love being there. I love the busyness. And don't get us wrong, I'm going for a walk in the Pennines after this. So I love serenity, but I don't mind London at all.
Right.
I think you're the first person we've had on the shows just nipping out to the Pennines after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Idyllic.
I'm very much a powerhouse of a human being these days. By these days, I mean the past week. I was a mess 2 weeks ago.
Louisa, have you ever been in your local paper? Maybe outside of comedy?
I wouldn't like to think. Why? I don't want to know the answer to that question, to be honest with you. When I was a kid, I was very sporty. And not just because I'm a lesbian. I think I've got good genes. So I was quite sporty. So I used to win off the competitions and stuff. And yeah, so I've been in the paper for stuff like that. Oh. And what else have I been in the paper for? Oh, like writing awards. High achiever.
Very high achiever.
What was your sport of choice? And then what was your
drug of choice?
Writing of choice. Yeah, sport, writing, drug.
I used to write plays because I was like a pretentious 8-year-old and poems. And then I used to do, what did I do? Athletics and martial arts. Very similar to now. Oh. Nothing's changed.
You meet very few people that are doing poems and judo. Do you know what I mean? You usually pick one and stick to it. But you have transcended the barrier between a sort of bookworm type archetype at school and someone that can kick the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I think that's just lesbians.
Lesbians, that's it. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, amazing.
Introspective and violent.
Violent and sentimental.
And do you have a favourite drug?
All of them. I couldn't possibly choose all of them all the same.
What did you study when you came to London?
Drama mixed with creative writing, extremely wishy-washy.
Okay.
It was Roehampton, and the drama degree I did was so odd. There was really no acting. It was very conceptual. Me dissertation, I played a wave bringing debris onto the ocean. And I wore blue leggings to denote the sea.
Oh, that is good. I presume you got a first for that?
I actually did get a first, but that's just the high achiever thing again. It doesn't mean anything.
Did you incorporate the sea into your Edinburgh show?
No, I didn't, but I love the sea. I love the sea. I do feel very seafaring. In fact, because I did have a bit of a mental breakdown a couple of weeks ago, so my girlfriend was like, right, listen, don't do any comedy for these 2 weeks while you feel better. She got a PlayStation 5, so I wouldn't do any work because it was sending us loopy. Yeah. And I got Assassin's Creed, Vikings, Valhalla. And I honestly, this is why I don't play PlayStation games, because I started to believe that I'm a Viking. Like,
oh, no.
And like, I just get very wistful if I see a body of water now. I just want to raid a Saxon.
Yeah, don't do that.
I just get too carried away.
You'd end up in the local paper then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
One woman Viking invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just break it into a Saxon museum and pillaging everything. Don't take us to York, whatever you do.
Have you got anything to plug for us, Louise? What are you up to at the moment and where can people find you?
So I'm invading Leicester.
I've got
a crew of 30 strong. No, literally nothing because I've just been on that game. So I'm not even kidding. I've got a run at Soho Theatre at the end of January. We've got a couple
amazing
of dates there. Yeah, I'll have to put the dates on my Instagram. I'm doing my show that I was doing at Edinburgh. I got nominated for Newcomer as well, so it's not shite. And I've got my own podcast called Make Me Better, which I do, and I think that's it. I've got nothing else planned. If anyone's got Vikings Valhalla and wants to play against us on anything, like, that would be good.
What's the next big mission on Vikings Valhalla? What's the next thing to crack?
I've got a raid coming up.
Okay.
And the Ragnarssons. I've got a couple of alliances to make with them. In a borough that I've got to get some wealth from this borough, and just, it's very hectic, and then I've got a lot to think about Viking wise.
Yeah.
Well, we are wishing you all the best with the upcoming raid.
Thanks a lot. I don't need luck, not with my axe wielding skills.
Well, let us know how you get on. We'll be thinking of you.
Honestly, I will if you want to ring back and give us a week and I'll see where I am up to.
How's that raid coming on?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for chatting to us.
No worries.
Enjoy your walk and enjoy your raid.
I will enjoy your walk. Thank you.
See you later, Louise. Thank you.
Bye.
Tit
Podcasts. But Amy.
But Ian.
Can you bring yourself to get your creaky old 42-year-old body to tell me about a story from Hull?
Hull, Alabama, I hope, as I'm from the United States.
Is there a Hull in Alabama?
Probably.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
Did you know that?
No, there isn't.
You're having me on. What is Hope Hull, Alabama?
Are you kidding?
Hope Hull, a stop on the Mobile and Montgomery Railroad, and originally known as McGeehee Switch, in honour of local planter Abner McGeehee. This sounds so Alabama-esque.
Well, my story's not from McGeehee, Alabama.
Okay.
It's from Hull, Yorkshire. I forgot where Hull was just for one tiny second, but I'm back in the building. And it's a lovely one, actually.
Oh, good.
It's a lovely one. So the headline is, Heartwarming Moment. Hull bikers take up knitting as care home residents get to go on their motorcycles.
Oh,
it's heartwarming, okay. But I would say ill-advised.
Yeah.
Because half of that's lovely. You've got a motorcycle gang hanging out with the elderly. They're having a little knit. Mm. But popping on a frail, vulnerable pensioner onto...
Popping on of a vulnerable pensioner. Let me just pop on this pensioner. Piggyback. Don't sneeze, I'm in prime position here. Is the actual story better than that?
The actual story is lovely.
Good.
So it's the Rogue Raven Bikers, who are a bike gang. Bike gangs sound scary, but I don't know if they are scary anymore.
Sure, you can say that. I'm not saying that. Go back to Hull and you'll have them chatting shit to you now.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Maybe the Rogue Raven Bikers want to be another sponsor of the pod.
Yeah.
Brum, brum. We can do all that. Brum, brum.
The advert before. Sponsored by Rogue Raven Bike Gang. We knit for pensioners.
Knit one pearl, one stop at the lights. I can't think of anything to do with bikes other than they probably stop at traffic lights.
Yeah, and that's what Big Hard Biker Gang want, the main thing I'm like, we're a biker gang! We'll come to your town! We obey the traffic laws, obviously. We're stopping at the lights.
But watch out! Because when them lights go green, or sometimes just at the end of the amber, we're going to set right off and cause mayhem.
When it's green, we're mean.
But when it's red, we will stop because it would be crazy to flout them laws because they're there for not just your safety, but our safety as well. Okay. So to read some of the article for you, it says, it's not every day you see a bunch of leather-clad, tattoo-wearing bikers sitting down to enjoy a bit of knitting.
Mm.
And they're right, Ian, because it's not every day you see that.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what happened when the Rogue Ravens Biker Club rolled into a care home on Bilton Grange.
Mm.
Carer said Shirley's eyes sparkled with delight as she sat on one of the bikes, revved the engine and reminisced about her unforgettable adventures.
What have you been up to, Shirley?
Shirley, what have you been doing on them bikes?
I wonder if she's just sat on it and going, this reminds me. I did a drive-by one day for a rival gang. Put him in the fucking ground, I did. Don't talk shit about the Beverly... it's hard to come up with a bike gang name, isn't
Beverly
it?
Bikers.
Beverly Bikers.
Yeah, sorry, well, it was right there, wasn't it? Beverly... Oh, it's hard to come up with a bike.
B, something begins with B.
Begins with B, that's going to be bikes. Beverly Beverly Booters. The Beverly Booters.
I think Beverly Booters is okay, actually.
Beverly Booters is great. She said her husband, her late husband Barry, used to have a motorbike. Oh. And they took plenty of journeys together. And they said they went to a fantastic trip to the Highlands once. I think that's quite far to go on a motorbike. But I've never been on a motorbike. I've been on a scooter. It was the most terrifying experience of my life. Yeah. I hated it.
I'd love to go on a scooter.
Would you?
Bezzing about.
With the Beverly Booters.
Northern News.
Beverly Bicklesworth.
Give me a town up north. I'll give you my biker name for it.
Scunthorpe.
The Scunthorpe Bikers. I learned my lesson. Can't get me twice.
But yeah, these bikers have gone in and it just looks like a really nice, fun thing for them to do. They've gone in fully dressed up. You can see they're all in the leathers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They haven't put on a woolly jumper for these pensioners. Yeah, they know.
They're not pissing around.
They're not patronising them. They're going in, leathers, cargo pants, sunglasses. And they're like, you teach me how to purl and I'll show you how to rev. So I think that's really lovely because I bet the pensioners are kind of bored of being visited by, relatives and kids that come in from the schools.
Piss off.
Send me a sexy biker.
Well, maybe maybe you'll get, if you put that out into the world.
Yeah.
Maybe, because we want this podcast to get up to the level where, when you mention something and someone will email and go, oh, we heard on the podcast you like sexy bikers. Yeah. We're sending you one in the post. That kind of thing.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want a sexy biker who brings me $1 million in cash to add to my already $1 million.
Greedy, you got loads.
I want $2 million in cash. Yeah.
Well, I've got my $1 to $5 million.
Well, exactly.
You know, when you can't keep track of your finances, yeah. Well, it's either one or five or somewhere in between.
It's pissing it down.
Well, Amy.
Yeah.
Since you're talking about people visiting things.
Yeah.
Going back to 2014 now, when someone visited Gould.
Time travelled this week. What's happened?
Listen, nothing's going on in Gould. You've got to go back in time. I don't know what's happened with my other story, but
back in time. What's that from? Back to the Future. What's that song?
I don't know. At the minute, you're not saying any lyrics. You just if you're listening, Amy's just putting her thumbs behind her shoulders.
It's called Dancing Here.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that song is, actually.
I'm from the Beverly Ballroomers. And I'm going back in time. Carry on.
This is back in 2014, where Ghoul High School was.
Did you go to Ghoul High School?
Yes. Back then it was called Vermoiden.
Oh, now they've called it Ghoul High
School.
Word.
I know, it makes
Vermoiden?
It sound. Vermoiden High School.
Sorry, what? Vermoiden?
Vermoiden. What? Let's see what it's named at. Cornelius Vermoiden was the Dutch engineer who brought the canals to Ghoul. And
I was
we named
say
a school
it was
after
Dutch.
Him. It could have been Cornelius Academy.
I studied at Cornelius Academy.
And now I am the Queen. But I've got the Queen in my head because of this story.
Ooh.
Because Prince William himself visited Ghoul High School in 2014. This is back when he was the third in line. Or whatever, who gives a fuck? Yeah. Anyway, he's there. He's got a full head of hair. That's how long ago it was.
Wow-wee.
But when he was visiting, and to launch a new award for school children, blah, 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 no one cares about that element. But the kids managed to coax out of him. His musical preferences were coaxed out of him by a marching band. So they're all like, dum, 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 marching.
Yeah.
And then imagine in unison going, what are your favourite bands? Like that.
I would say it's very difficult to coax and march.
Yeah, yeah.
Because marching with instruments, because coaxing you feel has subtlety to it. You know? It's difficult to coax with a tuba on the move.
Yeah, yeah. What's up? Music deal. Black. And then you go, come on. They've got it out of him. Basically, they've learned he likes Coldplay, which just feels like someone who's never listened to music going,
yeah.
I like Coldplay.
Yeah.
But they're saying here, he's revealed he's a fan of new metal stalwarts Linkin Park.
No way.
I can't imagine that.
Linkin Park.
The statement could prove controversial among new metal purists and music as the admission suggests he tacitly tacitly approves of rap rock, the Warped Tour, and people who still think it's 2002. He apparently said he likes Linkin Park.
I can't imagine him liking Linkin Park. Yeah, can't imagine anybody liking Linkin Park, really.
But in also my, just like a prince. Hearts.
A of prince, like going, yeah.
Getting his butler. Could you pop this CD in, put it onto track 3? I'd like to listen to Crawling by Linkin Park.
Crawling,
and
yeah.
Then he's like, yeah! There's angsty me. Oh, I'm so angsty. I don't have anything in life.
But I imagine him sat completely still, like completely still on a throne-like, on a throne-like thing, surrounded by jewels robbed from around the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening to the mini disc. Crawling in my
black
skin.
Eyeliner on. I'd love it if one of them went for an emo phase. I guess they just, you can't have any phases when you're a royal because it's just like, yeah, you're not coming out in a fucking black suit with like eyeliner on and like white face paint. You just can't do that. Do that behind closed doors. We'll put you in a room with no windows. You can express yourself for an hour and then you put your fucking suit back on.
You could put your long black leather coat on.
Yeah.
Your big chunky black boots.
Matrix.
Matrix sunglasses. Style sunglasses.
Just
yeah.
Listening to the Matrix soundtrack. P.O.D. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
I used to love that sort of music.
Do you remember the band A?
No, I don't.
It was called A.
Get themselves at the top of the listings.
Yeah, well, it's just like the Edinburgh Fringe brochure, isn't it? Where everyone shows are like, and now for some free shit comedy.
I hate that. If you're listening and you go to the Edinburgh Fringe and you look at the brochure, the more A's you get at the beginning, or numbers go above.
Yeah.
But then, like, and it works. People kind of looking, what are we going to see?
Yeah.
Well, let's just go see that. And it's always like, ah, it's stand-up time. And you're like, that sounds fantastic.
101 Alsatians to get you up there still, do you know what I mean?
101 jokes. There's a lot of them.
What was the point?
Prince William likes Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Do you remember Papa Roach?
Yeah. I remember all these.
And Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud. I didn't really know many of their songs.
They were sort of really, really bad.
Yeah.
But did I like them? I loved them.
Yeah.
Did I have a mini disc of them? Yes. Really?
I liked Alien Ant Farm.
Did you?
I got their second album. I remember seeing it get like some like bad reviews in like Kerrang or something. And I was like, you're being too harsh on this album. It's not a drop off in quality from the first album. You apparently like that, Kerrang. I was looking around. Is everyone all right here? Or is True Ant, the second album of Alien Ant Farm, actually a fucking banger?
Dear editors of Kerrang magazine, I fear you have listened to the wrong album by your review.
Do you not think A Thousand Days Follows by Drifting Apart is an incredible opening? I still remember that. Oh, my God. Yeah, so Prince William.
Wow.
And we found that out thanks to Ghoul.
It's good to know.
I didn't know Ghoul had a marching band, but we do, and they're asking the big questions.
They're coaxing it out of the royalty. Yeah. They're like Paxman on brass.
Paxman on brass.
The brass man.
Brass man.
The Beverly Brassman Biker Club.
Beverly Brass Boys. Ah, shit, here comes the Beverly Brass Boys. With their upbeat music.
Well, there we go.
We've learnt a lot. We've laughed a lot. We've lived a lot.
We've lived, loved, and laughed.
Yeah, that's all you can do in life.
It's Prosecco clock somewhere.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
And remember, if you want bonus content, you can sign up to our Apple subs and our Patreon and join a community of like-minded Northern enthusiasts.
It's fun on there, isn't it?
Mm.
I do think we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's people sharing responses to articles. Some of them have been involved in the articles.
Yeah. I tell secrets.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. And of course, thank you to our very special guest, Louise Young.
Hey, why not go and see Louise at Soho Theatre? She's there from the 25th to the 27th of January 2024 with her Edinburgh Comedy Award Best Newcomer nominated show, Feral.
And also, while you're in the mood for signing up to stuff and whatnot, follow us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a little Instagram on the go.
It's like Twitter with pictures.
It's Twitter with pictures. It's Pictwitter.
Oh, well, definitely time to end the episode, I think.
Yeah.
We've broken Amy.
Nana needs a sleep. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday, the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.